Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. And today we do something different. This isn't about blockchain infrastructure per se. This is a defining moment in history where the future is reminded of the past, where history pauses to recognize what was paid for in blood. So this is deeper. This is sacred. This is for the fallen. And this is for the future. This doctrine answers the question that's echoing across pulpits, courts, and families. How do we build governance that is both eternal and constitutional? The federal trust layer doctrine answers a question our nation can no longer afford to ignore. The spirit behind this doctrine is the same spirit that built our country and what our servicemen have died for, bled for, and stood for. On the foundations of President Abraham Lincoln, who said, "My concern is not whether God is on our side. My greatest concern is to be on God's side." On the truth, 1 Corinthians 14:40 says, "Let all things be done decently in an order." And for what this country paid the price for, in the words of President George Washington, "It is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible." Today, Memorial Day, we honor the men and women who gave their lives for this country. They didn't just die for land. They died for the principle that freedom is sacred. They died for the hope that governance could be righteous. And they died so that truth could and is defended, not just in battle, but in law. And the federal trust layer is our answer to that sacrifice. Not in sentiment, but in structure. Not in ceremony, but in covenant. Because if their lives were laid down in honor, then our systems must be built to reflect it. This doctrine is a statement to both heaven and earth. Your honor will not be forgotten. Your service will not be erased. Your sacrifice will not be wasted. Let's be clear. Our nation was never meant to be governed by chaos. But over the last two decades, we've seen something unravel. Definitive economic impact. Where today's economic frameworks cannot adapt because they were never built to carry the weight of eternal values. It's a gap between values and policy, a fracture between what is sacred and what is permitted. In every courtroom that I have stood in for the last 17 years has confirmed one thing. We like a righteous mechanism of trust. The church has pulpits, courts have statutes, and the nation has its constitution. But where is the system that can become what this nation was always called to be? One nation under God, where our economy doesn't just survive, it flourishes in righteousness. That's what this is. The federal trust layer doctrine, it's not theory. It's not a policy proposal. It is a structural solution that restores clarity where none existed, and purpose where the system, all systems, failed. It opens the door to the restoration of our nation, one that reconciles the laws of man with the law of God in real time, real structure. Now, let me be clear. This wasn't built in a vacuum. What was built was forged in fire. 17 years, field investigations, courtrooms, learning from the best legal minds in the world. And all the while, protecting what God holds sacred, human life and human freedom. The federal trust layer, the doctrine didn't come from theory. It came from blood. It came from being in the dirt, and it came from being in prayer on our knees. From watching systems collapse under their own corruption and saying, there must be something better. There must be something holy. It wasn't born in academia. It was built on the front lines where law meets consequence. And now there is. What I'm showing you today, what I'm bringing you today, this is the doctrine, a legally sound, biblically aligned, blockchain-governed national trust layer, capable of restoring equity, authority, and transparency to every system it touches. This is what the world has been missing since January 2009. This is what the American economy has been waiting for. The federal trust layer was built to answer one question with clarity. How can blockchain technology be fully integrated with the laws of the United States? Not as disruption, but as restoration. Its first verified use case? ClearFund, a fully developed blockchain-based SaaS platform built within the legal framework of the IRS and SEC, tested, modeled, proven true. The federal trust layer doctrine demonstrates that when blockchain is used in alignment with the law and in service of protecting people, it becomes something transformative. Something restorative. This doctrine brings healing to a nation where economic crisis has reached a critical threshold. ClearFund ClearFund alone projects $1.029 trillion, that's with a T, trillion in federal revenue, with zero taxes. You might ask, how? Through the federal trust layer doctrine, by building a system with the fullest respect for the law, by creating a platform for the people to protect them and to restore a nation that's in crisis. Now, not every launch is clean. Not every idea succeeds for the first time. But know this. God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. Just look at Edison. Look at Ford. Look at Musk. Failure was not their end. It was the crucible. America was built by those who got back up. And this doctrine, it's for the people. Because if you failed, but you still believe, if you've fallen, but you still fight, if you're part of the American public, still hoping, still building, still holding that line, then you're exactly who the federal trust layer was written for. So, what does this mean legally? From a judicial perspective, this doctrine does one thing. It reconciles structure with sovereignty. It aligns the Constitution with its highest moral intent. And it provides a framework where states can govern without infringing on the God-given rights of man. It honors dual sovereign state and federal. It restores legal clarity around jurisdictions, identity, and authority. And it does so without changing the Constitution, only revealing what truth always intended it to uphold. And that matters. That weight, it matters. Because the law, without moral foundation, it's just power. But the law with sanctity, that's where freedom lives. That's where America stands. This is what the federal trust layer brings. A nation governed with spiritual integrity, a doctrine that honors the fallen by preserving freedom, a system that aligns with heaven and is executable on earth. What you will soon see is that one nation under God is no longer a phrase. It's now a structure, a legal framework, a spiritual covenant bound in constitutional law. Because righteousness, it isn't abstract anymore. It's deployable. Thank you for listening to the White Paper, this special edition. Today, we gave you a new national doctrine, a platform to preserve personhood and freedom, and a structure that brings one nation under God into a legal alignment with the Constitution that is fully deployable. If you want to read the full paper, click the link below in the description or visit ssrn.com and search the Federal Trust Layer Doctrine by Nicklin Decker. Next episode, on June 1st, we bring you something special. ClearFund, the first blockchain-based system built under the federal trust layer doctrine. And it's projected to generate $1.029 trillion in annual sovereign revenue through programmable, compliant monetary activity without invoking new taxes, bypassing congressional spending authority, or modifying the U.S. code. It brings you a system with the capacity to eliminate the U.S. federal debt in 33 years. This is all assuming a static revenue model, zero tax increases, and no budgetary cuts. And then on June 17th, Netra, America's new architecture for citywide traffic equity and AV interoperability. But today wasn't about roads. It was about remembrance, about trust. About honoring the fallen by building what lasts. This is the white paper. And this is just the beginning. And thank you. Thank you for trusting me with this.